In person, in studio, and in over their heads.
Turn it up.
Here's more Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
You met your significant other. You were invited to come over to their place. You go in. And what did you see? What stood out? You were like, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Samantha and Mingo said, oh, you live with your mom.
Yeah.
Didn't know that one. Cheyenne and Altoona said, the smell of pine. She could tell you just cleaned, but that's her least favorite smell in the world.
We weren't like officially together, but we hung out and we went back to his house just to sleep. We had been drinking, so we needed to sleep. Mm-hmm. That was all. That's how I found out he lived with his parents.
Mm.
His dad came walking into his bedroom because I didn't pay attention in the dark and having, you know, consumed some alcohol, went to sleep. I was like, wow, there are a lot of reasons I'm glad we just went to sleep. Like, a lot. How embarrassing would that have? I just thought of how worse it could have been. It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, no, that would be.
No. Whew. When I went into Kristen's apartment, it was just a regular apartment. It was a couple things. One, she had like a settee couch type thing.
Okay. Ooh. Which
I don't even know what settee is.
I'm not sure.
That just
either.
Sounds made up.
Isn't that the little thing that sits at like the end of a bed that has the curvy uppies on each side?
I have no idea.
Not
all
a chase,
I know it was in the living. It was in the living room, but the one side was broken. The legs were, so it leaned. So when and it was the only place to sit. So I'm leaving, and then I get to stare at her orange wall, because, you know, as most apartments, she had all white paint, but she was going through a rough patch and decided she needed some cheering up at one point and painted one wall, just one wall orange.
Oh,
so when she went to move out, when we got married, and we're going to move in together to get the deposit back, guess who had to paint it back to white? Me.
But you're just so tall.
No, she was at work, and she put it off and then told me the day before.
Wow.
I got to paint this wall back, or I'm not getting my deposit back.
And orange is easy to cover up with white.
No kidding.
How many coats?
It was three.
It was one wall. You've already established this.
Don't care.
It's three coats.
It's one wall for the love of your life.
It was a big wall in...
The love of the mother of... She wasn't yet, but the mother of your children. And you're still this bitter about it.
Yes.
I am.
All
right.
I like painting, so that's the only reason why I can argue.
For three coats, that means you have to wait about an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's an all-day thing.
It was an all-day thing. I left work and went over there while she was at work, and I spent the rest of the day and well into the night painting it. Don't ask me if it was worth it.
I think it was worth it for her.
Well, I know that.
Because she landed a man.
All right, let's see. Let's go to... It's Mike at Altoona. All right, Mike, what did you notice?
I went over to her place, and I asked to use the restroom, and it turns out that her apartment had previously been owned by an elderly woman, and so when I went to sit on the toilet, it was one of those handicapped toilets, and it was very high off the ground, and so... I was almost like, I couldn't touch the floor, and my feet were dangling, and I'm like, what in the heck is this?
I bet you felt like a big, strong man while your feet were dangling, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was very masculating, yeah.
I'd rather have that than those that are way low to the ground, though. I mean,
yes.
Those have scared me before.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Hear your favorite Ken, Kurt, and Tawny moments on demand at star1025.com.